Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, how'd the games go?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Cool. Man, it still feels a little bit that way. Chiefs fans probably feeling that way after that beatdown.
Get out of Pittsburgh as soon as you can.
Boy, that was ugly. That's as bad as it gets on Sunday Night Football. Your chance to sound off live right now, 282-9010. The hot topic, close calls, equally disappointing losses. 282-9010. Sound off now. What in the Sam Hill happened to the Hawks? It's a full-blown identity crisis. Can't run, can't stop the run. And that's against a Northwestern team that lost at home to Illinois State. Saturday, Iowa's best scoring threat and best defensive stopper was the same guy. Desmond King needs help. C.J. Beathard's been sacked more than Trump campaign aides. Beathard needs better blocking and more open receivers, but he also needs help from play calls. Roll Beathard out, let him make plays on the move. This season appears bound for the disappointment bin unless Iowa runs the table, and there's no hint of that happening. Iowa State looked bad in the first 2 weeks, historically bad, but the Cyclones are getting better. Can't stop the run, and far too many penalties. But no one expected ISU to lead undefeated Baylor by 2 touchdowns in the fourth, maybe not even the Cyclones. And that's the culture Matt Campbell must change. At home, up 2 scores late, and the Cyclones did not know they'd win. Fans feared the Clones would find a way to lose, and they did. Learn how to win. I like that Campbell ignored his plan to play both quarterbacks and stuck with Joel Lanning. Got a guy getting the job done? Let him keep the job. No ISU football player got the job done like Troy Davis. Davis earned all the honors coming his way. He may have also celebrated too much and earned his public intox arrest, but that's a charge I don't see as a big deal. Unless Davis was bothering others, and maybe we'll learn he was. Who cares? Embarrassing, but eh. A week after praising Iowa State's alternate uniforms, a follow-up misfire. Please do not wear this combo again. There was a time I could not imagine choosing golf over football, but the Ryder Cup is the most underrated spectator event in all of sport. Patriotic, riveting, raucous. It's as if Happy Gilmore controlled the PGA Tour. Plus, the Ryder Cup follows an idea whose time has come. Split screen during commercials. All sports should do this. Networks, convince your advertisers, if they want us in front of our screens more, don't give us an excuse to get up and walk away. And Prairie City's Noel Brown is either the Nostradamus of Cubs baseball or about to learn how Andy Fales felt when North Dakota State punked Iowa.
That's a bold move right there from Noel. Keith, last week I joked about having already applied for credentials to the Foster Farms and Music City Bowls. Right now, Iowa does not look like a bowl team, and no, that's not an overreaction. That's reality. You know what I thought of as C.J. Beathard threw that interception at the end of the game? Arthur, one more time, just for good measure. Iowa season is going down the toilet. This team had Big Ten title aspirations. Heck, there was even playoff talk. Not anymore. Those dreams are gone. Iowa's three wins are against Miami, Ohio, Iowa State, and Rutgers. Teams with a combined record of 3-12. Through five games, the rush defense is one of the worst in the Kirk Ferentz era, giving up 182 yards a game. And remember, the best team Iowa has played against is an FCS school. The O-line isn't much better. No push, bad protection against below-average teams. Nebraska rushed for over 300 yards against Northwestern. Iowa, 79. The schedule is only going to get tougher. I'd love to see the Hawks pulling 180, but I'm not holding my breath. Iowa State took another step forward against Baylor, but it was an all-too-familiar ending, a loss. I think Cyclone fans are conflicted about whether to celebrate a great game against Baylor or be mad about giving up a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter. Iowa State looked great for three quarters, 42 points, offense rolling, defense playing okay. But then the fourth quarter happened, 7 total yards. The offense got tight and reverted back to the Cy-Hawk game. Matt Campbell knows the road to turning this thing around will be bumpy. And even though he doesn't like moral victories, the progress made from week one to now deserves praise.
It is a tough thing to know how a Cyclone fan should feel. I think overall you have to feel like you're really encouraged by what is clearly progress. But again,
for sure, yeah.
The culture that Matt Campbell talks about, you go to his press conference every week, it's that feeling that sets in, not just with players, but with fans too, that even up to touchdowns, you don't really believe that Iowa State is going to win that game.
Yeah,
and that's the problem.
Yeah, you had that feeling during that game that, oh, man, 14 points is not enough. You wanted to be up like 27 against Baylor. And then you might feel good about yourself. But 14 against Baylor, you could kind of feel the tension at Jack Trice Stadium.
282-9010 is the number if you somehow stayed awake during that Chiefs-Steelers game. Dodger Denny is in Fort Dodge. Dodger Denny, what did you see that you liked from the Cyclones?
Hi, guys. I think that they still played pretty good. I know there was still a lot of penalties. But they'll get that straightened out, and I'm still thinking they're going to win. So that's all I got to say. Go Cyclones.
John, what do you think? You bet. Thank you for calling. What do you think of the uniforms? I don't think the gray goes with those tops.
I like the gray on gray better.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really did. This doesn't work for me.
It looks a little bit like a mismatch, like they almost forgot the wrong to bring the right pants, and they're like, hey, we still have the gray ones in the locker. Let's just put those on. It's okay, but I like the other ones better.
I don't think the players are giving a lot of thought to what the late middle-aged white guy thinks about the uniforms.
If they like him and they play like that again, only win, wear them.
How about Shock? What did he rush for? Like 200 and
Shock Linwood. Yeah, they're just running the ball straight
yards.
Up the middle.
Antoine is in Des Moines. You made it through that Chiefs game. Congratulations, sir. How are you doing?
Man, I'm okay, I guess. I made it. You, just like you said, man.
What do you think of the Chiefs? Are they gonna have a rough year?
You know what? I would say yes, but the only hope I'm holding on to is that Andy Reid. Ever since Andy Reid's been in Kansas City these 4 years, man, we always go on like a winning streak. Somehow, some way, we go on a winning streak. But something has to change. I don't know if it's Alex Smith, the play calling, or something, man. I mean, it's looking bad.
Hey, it was one bad night. I was at Arrowhead Stadium when the Chiefs beat the Patriots down the way the Steelers beat the Chiefs down tonight, and the Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl that year. It's one game. It was a bad game.
So you're saying the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl this year?
No, I didn't say that at all.
Okay.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice directs. He judges. First up, this is from Chuck in Des Moines. He says, MC22's BJ Shaven. Looks like ESPN's fine reporter, Tom Rinaldi. Old Spice, are they twins? I think that's pretty good.
It's not bad, yeah.
Old Spice,
he's not tough. A fan, though.
He's tough. Whoa. Yeah, okay. We got it. Gosh, all right. This one is way out there.
Wait.
I mean, way out there.
This is a correct one that was sent in?
Yes. Danielle in Story City says, ISU football coach Matt Campbell looks like the legendary Liza Minnelli. Come on. Old Spice.
Yeah.
That's a double buzzer.
Hey, guys.
Did I ever show you the picture of the turkey that I made 3 years ago? Yeah, that and some other stuff that you won't give a crap about next in What's Buggin' Andy. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Dan says, okay, for real. Sweet Carolina's got to go. Wasn't there, but I heard they played it. No more. Even after wins, it is embarrassing. Come on now, a lot of Cyclone fans enjoy singing that.
We sure that's not Scott Sipker tweeting in that right there?
I hope not.
Pete writes, is that the sound of Hawk fans jumping off the bandwagon or Clone fans dragging along the ground trying to get on theirs?
If you follow Andy on Twitter or Facebook, you'll see photos of food.
And it's What's Bugging Andy.
Guys, I had a productive weekend, and by that I mean I did a bunch of things that led me to take pictures with my cell phone. That's kind of the modern gauge, isn't it? If we're enjoying something, we've got our phones out and we're taking pictures of it. In the old days, you took pictures of fun days too, but you only had so much film in your camera, so you had to be selective. Now, well, you can just take pictures of anything you want without any regard for what's actually interesting. And that concept is still new, and that little rush of freedom is still exhilarating, so we're still going hog wild. But at some point, that will all wear off a bit, and we'll start getting more selective about what we take pictures of. Well, for me, the culling process probably begins with pictures of food. Why do I take pictures of food? Why do I seem to think that my food might be interesting to someone else? Why would it even be interesting to me at a later time? I mean, I'm not writing an article for Bon Appetit magazine. I'm not documenting a case of salmonella. I'm reminding myself that there was actually a time when I once thought, wow, I think I see a lobster roll. I better make sure I can prove it. I don't think I've ever actually sent that picture to anyone. I don't think I've even gone back and looked at it myself. But I took it 2 years ago, and for some reason, I keep it. And this, ladies and gentlemen, this is salsa. I made it myself. There's the proof. Only it's not proof. Proof of anything other than I've got a picture of salsa on my phone. And proof that there are times when I have no clue what makes an interesting conversation topic. With other pictures, you can witness the passage of time. Your kids when they were younger, the tree in your yard when it was just a sapling. Well, the only thing you can witness here is how healthy Hassel's dad looked before he ate this monstrous cheeseburger that ultimately had him locked in the bathroom for the rest of the day. Fortunately, I did not have a picture of that part. Forget more megapixels. Never mind extra gigabytes. The next time that Apple upgrades its iPhone cameras, it needs to add a give a crap meter so that we can have some early indication that this photo of a whitefish fillet or whatever, regardless of its size, is something that no one else will give a crap about. Until an iOS update includes a smell feature, random pictures of food will keep getting the dead needle on the give a crap meter. But something tells me they'll keep finding their way onto my phone. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me. Andy, thanks. The story of the aforementioned Noel Brown's new tattoo went viral with the help of KXNO and the Channel 13 News. Noel's tattoo is a true work of art compared to some tats we'll see in Who's in Your Five. Plus live calls, 282-9010. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation, Dennis commenting on the Ryder Cup match between Reed and McIlroy. This is better sports theater than anything the NFL is presenting today. Both players playing at a very high level on one of golf's biggest stages. That was fantastic.
Amen to that comment. I love the Ryder Cup. Austin writes, this is what happens when you give Kirk Ferentz job security. 2014 should have been proof of that. Now that Kirk has his job security and the Iowa Athletic Department is a mess, it's more than time to start looking for Gary Barta's replacement.
That didn't take long, did it? Who's in your five questionable sports tattoos with a somewhat local peg? At number five, the great Walter Payton should not be a tramp stamp, right? I mean, that's
Oh, that's on somebody's lower back?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A tramp stamp's not very nice, is it? That's not an endearing term.
That's not good.
Sorry I said that. Number four, the Lions 0-16. This had to be a lost bet, right? Why else do you get that?
Yeah, there's no pride in that.
I don't care how much you like the Manning brothers. You don't get this goofy tattoo, do you?
Is the Manning brothers?
Supposed to be. At number two,
the kissing?
Jeff Gordon. This is too much love for Jeff Gordon.
Oh my.
That's way.
It's like a blanket on somebody's back.
I know. By the way, that's Michael Admire. And at number one, no, this is Admire. If he shaves his head, you can see this. The Kansas City Chiefs. Boy, is this a bad night to have this tat.
Man,
this guy is wearing a ski cap tonight.
Oh, goodness.
Let's get to live phone calls. Sean is in Des Moines. Sean, what'd you think of the Hawkeyes' losing effort against Northwestern?
D.J. Beathard needs to step back and throw the ball. He's holding on way too long.
He is holding it on.
I agree with him on that.
Yeah, Sean's right. He took six sacks yesterday. He does need better protection, but I think they got to get him moving again.
And something weird that I've noticed with Beathard, a lot of times he'll literally back straight into the sack. He drops back, and then if there's pressure coming from behind him, he'll back into it.
He doesn't feel that very well.
He does not feel it very well right now. I don't know what it is, how you can fix that, but he's got to fix it quickly.
Philip is in Urbandale with a thought on the Cardinals, who are not in the playoffs. Philip?
Yes. I know. They still played great, but it's too bad they got one game out.
Well, for once, the Cubs are in. They're the favorites. And the Cardinals not. The Cubs are going to get the Mets or Giants. That's enough to make a Cubs fan
nervous. Who do you want if you're the Cubs?
I think the Mets.
I think you want the Mets. Even though they roughed up the Cubs last year, I don't think you want any part of the Giants. Because isn't it that weird even year for the Giants? You don't want Bumgarner.
Three straight even years. Next on Sound Off, Drake and the other Drake. Emails to soundoff@whotv.com to all the fans who are ecstatic about the Ferentz contract extension. How are you feeling now? That's from Paul Jackson.
Another lead blown in the fourth quarter. No one does it better. Hopefully, Campbell can figure out how to fix this nasty habit. Cutting Sweet Caroline would be a great start. Why the hell are we celebrating good times before the game has been decided? The sooner that tradition dies, the better. That is James in Urbandale.
Back off the Jewish Elvis, man. Even though Iowa basketball will be one of the worst teams in the Big Ten this year, at least we know they will suck. Time for basketball
season.
It's
bad when Hawkeye fans are already ready for basketball season.
Ryan, keep the faith, man.
All right, time to bounce around more topics. We call it face-off. Keith, a report came out this week saying Oklahoma is not in favor of expansion for the Big 12 Conference.
What?
I don't think any of the candidates are good expansion material, but this seems like Texas and OU are making all the decisions.
If Bob Bowlesby has to hold a press conference and say, on second thought, never mind, nothing to see here, please disperse, it will come across like a distress signal.
It's a mess right now. Vin Scully called his final Dodger baseball game today. Wow. 67 years as the voice of the Dodgers, a living legend. I'm not a Dodgers fan, so I've only heard him a few times, but you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone with anything bad to say about Vin.
Yeah, even while exiting, Scully made it about baseball, not himself. That's why he's not calling Dodger playoff games. He did not want to be a distraction.
The most overrated rapper in music history comes to Des Moines on Tuesday, Drake. The school Drake wants Drake, the rapper, to make a pit stop at Drake and say hi to the students of Drake and fans of Drake. You going to the concert?
No, I'm not going to the concert, but why are you hating on Drake?
The beats are whack and the flow is weak.
Says the beaker-looking white guy raised on the mean streets of West Des Moines. What are you talking about?
Drake's from Canada. I'm more street than he is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Alec Baldwin is the new face for Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. I thought he did a good job. You like Baldwin as the Donald?
It's hard to exaggerate this presidential race. It's already a cartoon. But Baldwin did it, and so did Kate McKinnon as a maniacal Hillary Clinton. Good stuff.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's going to work. Over, under, John, overrated.
The Protective Cup.
Yep, underrated.
The Nut Cup. Underrated. Ryder Cup, love it.
I think we've got that point across. If you weren't watching the Ryder Cup today, you missed something. It was just fantastic. The Reed McIlroy. Yes.
1 minute. Let's keep it tight.
Okay, man. Tiny ref.
He's tired tonight.
He's
that,
really
that
in
Sunday
bad
night
shape.
Football game took a long time.
Yeah. Sorry, I have a cold. I'm sniffling like I'm out of debate.
Trump.
Chad in Des Moines. Hi, Chad.
Hi. Just wanted to. It's not really a new thing for anybody, but it just seems odd that after Ferentz, you know, locked up a contract that nobody even in the SEC, Nick Saban's, and good coaches like that would ever even receive, and just. It falls flat so far. I'm just wondering how long of a drought we're going to have with pass on to posterity and just guaranteed stuff is just never really. And but there's no money for motivation. It's already given to you. It's hard to be make a winner out of it. Somebody that doesn't have to try for it.
I don't think Kirk Ferentz is trying any less hard than he was before he got this contract extension. I don't think it's making him lazy. I don't think it's making Iowa lose football games. I think it's a coincidence. But, mm-hmm. John,
yep.
The timing of this could not be worse for Gary Barta and Kirk Ferentz.
Could not be worse, but a lot of this is on the players. The safeties are playing terrible. The defense looks bad. The offensive line looks bad. And let's be honest, I love Riley McCarron, love the walk-on stories, but when he's your number one wide receiver, you're in big trouble.
That'll do it for us. We are back next week, and we hope you are too.
Have a good night.
John Sears thinks you're stupid.
Sears.
Look. I could walk out to Grand Avenue right now, shoot some people, and still get more viewers.
John Sears can't be trusted.
I think I just crapped my pants.
No, thank you, John Sears. Paid for by the committee to make Keith Murphy solo host of Sound Off.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.